It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 7:22 on this Sunday morning, October 6th. Good morning, I'm Scott Jagel, and as always, this time of the day on Sunday morning, we're joined by Hancock and Kelly to talk some politics. Gentlemen, let me start with, we're less than a month from the election. I'll start with you, Michael. Who has the momentum right now?
Well, I think it's probably a draw, Scott. Kamala Harris, since her convention, had some momentum. And right now, I think both of the campaigns are almost running to stand still, if you will. We're stuck at this 50-50 election, and I don't know that we're going to have an October surprise. Some people think the Jack Smith filing was an October surprise, but at the end of the day, I think it's what John and I keep saying is a broken record, which is this is going to be a turnout election, and that's where we're headed.
John, your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't really disagree with that. There will be, in the next 4 weeks, somebody will catch some sort of momentum. And you're looking at states that are, there's a handful of states that are within 1% in the polling, either way. And, if there is a trend that begins for either Harris or Trump, that's probably going to be enough to get them elected.
Well, in these swing states, every vote matters, and Republicans keep pushing early voting, but Trump keeps calling it stupid. So is that a good strategy, John, for Trump?
No. And this has been a problem. You go back to the 2020 election and remember those two U.S. Senate seats in Georgia that were elected on January the 5th. Yeah, Republicans used to have a decided advantage on states that had early voting or mail voting, the competitive states. And that has pretty much been given over to the Democrats because of a lot of that rhetoric. I don't understand how seasoned political advisors, and Trump has them, would not do everything in their power to shut down that kind of talk, because voters increasingly are voting early. And if you're running a campaign, you need to seize an advantage in that sphere.
Well, maybe they don't have that kind of power when it comes to Trump.
Yeah, maybe they don't.
Yeah. All right, Michael, where do you think this election will be decided in terms of the swing states? What are you leaning towards?
Well, I mean, the ball game's Pennsylvania. If Kamala Harris doesn't win Pennsylvania, the night's over with. Now, one of the issues that we're going to have with Pennsylvania is it could be a week till after Election Day before we know who's going to win. But we should have a pretty good gist of where it's headed and how close it's going to be. But it's Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania.
All right. Now, well, John, did you have anything on that?
Well, keep an eye on North Carolina and Georgia in the wake of the devastating flooding. And we don't know what impact that might have on turnout, but it certainly could have an effect.
Well, I want to ask both of you about the other candidate in terms of, whoever wins the election. So I'll ask you, Michael, what does the world look like if Trump wins the election?
Well, we've lived through it, right? Every day the president's going to be involved in every aspect of our lives, from college football to the fast food restaurants to the ridiculousness of being worried about our military being infiltrated by the president. I mean, he put us through some really tough times, and hopefully people will remember those 4 years. Regardless of whether or not he wins, our institutions will survive. They survived him once before. It's going to be much more difficult this time, but the old USA, this empire, is going to continue to stand.
All right, John, what if Harris wins? What does the country look like?
Well, I think our foreign policy will be stable. We'll continue to support Ukraine. On the domestic agenda, I think she's going to be one of the most liberal presidents we've ever had. But I also think she's going to be met with a lot of resistance in Congress, and I expect there'll be a good amount of gridlock for the next 4 years.
All right, gentlemen. Hancock and Kelly, Sunday mornings, always a pleasure. See, thanks.
See you, brother.
See you, buddy.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.